We're all gay. And just get on with it. Clooney, you with me? All right, maybe not all of us.
The Don and Mike Show.
And you, formerly funny Dennis Miller.
Equally attractive to both sexes. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You think I should call Beth Ann tonight?
I was thinking about sending her an email after that little debacle, because she really sounds distraught. I mean, she really sounds... I don't think I've heard her... Well, you did more than I did. You had the more personal conversations with her when she'd be upset.
I couldn't figure
out...
You
know her upset sound, right?
Yeah, that was her upset sound.
She wasn't happy.
Flustered,
too. I don't know. I mean, she didn't sound happy before we were on the air with her.
Right.
When she was just like... reading whatever the list is that she was reading.
Doing her show.
Yes, that's right. Thank you, Buzz.
Doing her show. Didn't sound
you
happy.
Might, you know, if the spirit moves you, I think I'll let you make that call.
Maybe there'll be an intervention tonight, and I'll let you know. Also, at some point, speaking of more radio people with problems, George McFly, he keeps calling my house.
Yes.
I've still not talked to him.
Oh, you should.
I want to wait and talk to him on the radio.
That's where you find you talk to him best.
Yes. Same with my brother Jim.
Nice.
Yes, who keeps calling me, and I keep avoiding his call as well.
So you have a lot of business to take care of.
Yes. All the calls that I don't want to handle in real life
exactly.
now.
Exactly, right.
I'm handling on the air.
Very good.
See, 'cause the thing, I'll just tell you briefly before E to E. Here's the thing with my brother. I love him. He's, you know how I feel about him. He's got a great heart. He's a good guy. Right before Christmas, he called me up. He and his wife had some dumb fight about some stupid thing that really didn't matter. Mm-hmm. And it was like a pissing match between the two of them. Mm-hmm. And so he calls up right before Christmas and he says, "Well, hey, man, that's it. I just can't take it, you know. I can't have a woman, like, telling me how to run my..." He's getting into his whole, I'm a mountain man and nobody tells me what to do and everything. And I said, listen, Marnie, that's his wife. She's the best thing that ever happened to your life. Mm-hmm. You turn your goddamn life around.
Right.
If you're going to be this way, screw you. Just don't talk to me. If you're this stupid, then go back to Montana, kill deer or whatever. Just leave me the frig alone. And I hadn't heard a word from him.
Okay.
Wow. And then I guess it was when we got back from the trip, either on the Saturday or the Sunday, I saw it was him on the caller ID, and we were busy with something, but picked it up. And the message was just, "Hey, dude, all right, we're back together." So we can find out what's happening with JPS.
Well, that's good.
The world according to my brother Jim.
Very good.
His name is not Earl.
No.
So all of that perhaps tomorrow.
All right.
And also Mr. 40 is dropping by this week.
With Grady.
With Grady Smoke.
Yay.
So we'll be playing some type of reindeer game and give you some stuff when they come in. And E2E, it's time for the season premiere of E2E.
Here they come.
Now, we got a real setup on this, right, Rob? Now, the deal is this. There's a guy that owns a bunch of Elvis's clothes, Elvis's suits, his jumpsuits and junk like that.
He's a legendary collector. If you're a big Elvis fan like I am, you know the name Jim Curtin.
So he owns stuff that Elvis really wore and
guitars and the big stuff.
And here's why we're calling him on E2E. He's getting married, and his fiancée said... it's her or the Elvis stuff.
Oh, my.
So he has to get rid of the Elvis stuff, and he's selling it, I guess, on eBay, right?
RegencyStamps.com.
Oh, RegencyStamps.com. So we're going to call the guy now and ask him how he could possibly fathom giving away or selling his Elvis stuff.
Right. Why are you taking a little chippy over me, man? I'm the king of rock and roll. I don't understand this, babe.
Hello there. How are you?
Hey.
Well, here we are in our fabulous helicopter. Are you ready to land, brother?
Happy, happy, happy New Year.
I would just like to say hello and throw a scarf right now.
May I take this opportunity?
To Beth Ann McBride in Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
And may I say Happy New Year to all of our fantastic fans that clamor for this bit.
There is a lady in North Carolina.
Having a nervous breakdown currently.
On the radio. Understand... she could use some of that special Elvis action.
Just a little bit. Perhaps I could cuddle her and say, "Love me tender."
Oh, my Peter. Does she wear cotton panties?
Under those corduroy slacks.
Hello, is this Jim?
Yes, speaking.
Hello, Jim. This is the Don and Mike Show. Welcome to E2E. How are you?
Good. How are you, sir?
Let us first, before we proceed with the interview, Jim, let us introduce ourselves. I'm Elvis Aaron Presley.
And I am Elvis Aaron Presley.
We have gotten some disturbing news about you.
Now, we are Elvis lovers. We are also Elvis clones. We are brothers. Huh. Twin brothers of different mothers.
If you can handle it, Jim, we will be talking like Elvis Aaron Presley throughout this entire interview.
We are Siamese, Elvis. We are joined at the hip.
How are you, Jim Curtin?
I'm lousy, to be frank about it.
And yes, though, here's the thing that we do not understand. You own a bunch of Elvis merchandise.
50,000 pieces.
Tell me something. What piece of stink would possibly be worth giving up that beautiful Elvis clothing? I mean, you're listening to a woman, your girlfriend. Jack!
Keep that stuff, man. That's your prize collection, babe.
Renata Ginter's worth more than me than anything on the face of this earth.
Yeah. Is that the woman, Jack?
That's the woman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I believe your judgment is clouded, Jim. That's
I'm in love. I love her.
Don't you love Elvis more?
It's a different kind of love.
Here's the thing.
Is it burning love?
Well, it's a respectful love.
May I ask you a question?
Bring music and everything about him.
Do you have any pirate shirts, Kat?
Any what?
Do you have any pirate shirts? I love me a nice pirate shirt.
I can't understand the word.
A pirate shirt.
A pirate shirt. You know what the pirates wear.
What the pirates wear?
I wore some in my movies.
You know, they're big puffy sleeves, big long sleeves like Elvis wore. Do you have that kind of clothing?
I know what you're talking about.
Do you have any of those?
Not anymore, no.
What Elvis items of clothing? Do you have anything from Harem Scarum?
I have three of Elvis's costumes.
Do you have anything from Harem Scarum?
No, I didn't have too many things from the movies anymore.
Nothing like a turban?
No.
Have you ever considered the fact that the Elvis clothing that you've had, how long has it been in your possession?
All my life.
How long was that, sir?
Long time.
Let me ask you a question, Jim. Has that clothing, that Elvis clothing and memorabilia, has it ever let you get down? Has there ever been a time when you were feeling down and you went to that box in the basement?
Did it ever tell you to pick up your socks or clean the dishes?
Was there ever a time when you wanted to just open that box and smell Elvis, and the box never said to you, I've got a headache tonight?
The only question we can ask is why, Jim, why?
Well, you know, after all these years of maintaining the collection, I couldn't live a normal life. I had to police it like a guard. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't go anywhere for a long period of time. Couldn't
what a friend we have in Jesus.
You have any Cadillacs, man?
I drive one. Mm-hmm.
But not an Elvis Cadillac.
How much money will it yield? How much
$5
money?
$5 million.
Ooh. How much, Jack?
Ooh. $5 million.
Now, Jack, let me ask you this.
There's still 36% of the stuff up for grabs. Regency Superior in Beverly Hills, California, which you can reach at 1-800-782-0066.
I believe you're Horace.
Or www.regencysuperior.com.
Oh, my goodness.
There's still a lot of items available.
Bend me over. I'm being taken.
There's 400 more items and lots still available.
I am being verbally raped right now. This man is getting his plugs in. I must ask you something.
Have you
ever met Elvis, Mr. Jim?
Many times.
And how many jumpsuits?
In fact, Elvis Presley walked out of his dressing room holding the costume in his arms and handed it to me. I'm the only fan in the world he ever did that
for. Hey, Jack, are you getting a prenup?
Am I getting a prenup? No.
Then you're a stupid man.
You're the only woman I would trust with all my heart and soul.
So you're going to sell this, and the money's going to go to her, Jack.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to get her back. There's no total answer yet.
Why did she leave you? What was the reason? All you have was your collection. Why did she leave you? Your collection, man.
Because
that just seems way out of line, Jack.
She was with me through thick and thin, and
wait,
I sacrificed my
hold on a second, brother.
Presley.
But take us through it. Walk us through why did she leave you, Jack?
Where's
because of the collection.
Dream?
Well, basically because I never grew up. She wanted a man, a sensible man, to buy a house with a picket fence and
hey, Jack,
and
you
get married and all those kind of things.
You
and
don't buy
I a... was into Elvis Presley.
Come on, you are square, man. How much for a studded leather
wristband? I'm making the box right now, Jack.
How much for a studded leather wristband, Cat?
Well, that's probably worth about maybe $5 to $10 grand.
$5 to $10 grand. What's so the pearl? What's the pearl of the collection, man?
Well, the white mirrored jumpsuit that Elvis presented to me March 31st, 1975,
Jack,
in his dressing room at the Hilton Hotel,
Jack,
Las Vegas.
I would hate to disparage you. Sound like a wonderful cat, Jim, Mr. Jim. But I must tell you something. You sound to me already to be rather whipped.
Yes, she's whipping you into shape, man.
You
we don't want
your life.
I hear you, because I've dated 105 women, and she's the one that stole my heart.
How many of those 105 did you bed?
All
of them. Just so give you... a round of applause, man. Did you take any pictures?
Not really, no. I didn't think
so
of
it. So you have had sex with 105 women. Of the 105, is your fiancé the best?
You better believe it.
Hey, man, did he wear that mirrored jumpsuit at the Astrodome New Year's Eve show?
8,000 people.
Hey.
I still cannot believe.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
What a friend we have in Jesus. I still cannot believe.
Well, let me tell you something. David Coles, the owner of the Superior Auction House.
Yes. How great thou art.
He can tell you there's a lot of great stuff.
How great thou art.
I've seen Elvis perform 51 times, and I made him a $2,000 custom-made guitar from the Gibson Guitar Corporation.
I tell you what,
man. I presented it to him September 1st, 1974.
I tell you what, Jack, if my wife, my fiancé made me give away all of my Elvis stuff, I would say, honey...
I wouldn't take that crap from Ginger, Jack.
Here's what I would say to her. I would say, every day for the rest of your life, I want you to get down on your knees. You understand what I'm saying to you?
I hear you.
If I give up my collection, man, mm-hmm.
then every day you
service
must do
the
something.
Account.
Do something for me.
That really, that chick, she ought to give the best. You know what I mean,
she
man?
She can raise the dead.
Right.
I hear you.
It's a hot time in Florida.
Do you do an impression of the king?
I did 500 shows doing Elvis Presley.
Could we wow. prevail upon you? Could we
500 concerts?
Could we perhaps ask you for a little singing? We seem to be doing that quite a bit. Could you sing something Elvis?
Can I sing something Elvis?
Please don't answer your question with a
you want me to joke around with you and just joke around and do it?
Do it seriously, Jack.
Oh, well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me?
Uh-huh.
I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree.
Uh-huh.
My friends say I'm acting white as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
Yeah, man. That's it. Do you have an Elvis cup?
I've done over 4 albums and 4 CDs.
He doesn't know about the Elvis cup.
We've got a guy that we talked to.
The Elvis cup.
Yeah, the Elvis cup that
it's
he drank
song.
Out of.
Over 100 Elvis cups.
You've got 100 Elvis cups?
Yeah, over 100 of them. I got over 4,000 magazines. I got 20,000 pictures.
Man, and this
20,000. The largest photographic collection of Elvis in the world.
I'll tell you what, Jim, your girlfriend must be one great piece of ass to give up all of this.
Do you have any of his Dristan bottles?
What's that, sir?
Do you have any of his Dristan bottles?
No, nothing of that nature. Nothing to do with prescriptions.
All right.
Absolutely not.
Have you ever wondered what it would be like the rest of your life being led around with a rope tied to the end of your penis?
Yeah, but you got to realize this, gentlemen, that you can't take it with you.
Yes, you can.
Material things cannot be taken with you.
Man, you could be buried with all those jumpsuits,
Love
Jack.
Love is the most powerful thing on earth.
I was buried in a jumpsuit. No, a white suit.
Jack, I want to tell you something. Material items mean everything. You are making a huge mistake by giving away this $5 million, selling your $5 million worth of Elvis merchandise.
Thine eyes have seen the glory.
Well, Regency Superior is
of the coming of
getting
Lord.
Thousands and thousands of phone calls from all over the world.
I'm
Everybody
sure
wants
they are.
Material.
Dayton
sure.
is the game Great that
stuff.
Grown-ups play.
5,000 records from 50 different countries.
I'm sure your fiancé is calling many of her girlfriends.
You're going to sell the whole thing, Jim?
Well, I'm hoping to. I don't know what the turnout's going to be, but I hope so.
Oh, my God. And then she's going to come trundling back. Have you had contact with this evil lady?
I've spoken to her on about 10 occasions in the last 3 years,
mm-hmm.
but they weren't to my liking because, of course, I didn't sell the collection yet.
Of course, Jack.
And, you know, basically, she wanted me to leave her alone. And of course, now my quest is to try and win her back to prove my love to her.
Sounds to me like you're out of your mind, Jack.
I sell in the collection.
Let's listen to the Elvis cup for just a moment.
It's a song about an Elvis cup, Jim. Let's listen.
The Shah Super Goo. Just before the concert will start, Elvis drank water in a cup. Then he gave the cup to a boy to keep the cup with joy.
Here we go, Jack.
Since he gave the cup,
you see, this man is not selling this cup because his girlfriend is making him do it, Jack.
He's keeping the cup and showing it to people all over the world.
The cup is on display. Listen now.
Come see
I cannot believe you're choosing Poontang over all of your Elvis clothes.
Well, keep this in mind.
Yes.
Elvis will always be in my heart and in my soul.
You got any love me tender?
Never leave. I will die with my love and respect for him.
Do you have any love me tender lipstick, Jack?
I've had from the 1950s on the original card.
Attaboy. Wow.
The website for Mr. Jim.
I had over 100 products from 1956 Elvis Presley Enterprise products.
The website.
A thousand pieces of movie memorabilia.
The
every
website.
One sheet, every half sheet.
The website.
We got to get out of here, man.
Jesus Christ, man. The website is RegencyStamps.com.
RegencySuperior.com.
Have you ever met the Dodger?
The Dodger, meaning who? Oh, you mean, okay, no.
No.
Who's the Dodger? I don't get it.
It was Elvis's Aunt Minnie Mae. It was his grandmother. I forget.
Aunt Minnie Mae.
Is it our helicopters?
I met everybody else, though.
No time like the present to get the F out of here, Jack.
Well, our helicopters.
Father Vernon gave me permission to wear the costume, by the way.
Wow.
Great tribute to him, Father.
Good luck, Jim.
Good luck with that woman, Jack.
Thanks a million, gentlemen.
Hold on a moment, please.
Have a good day.
Hold on a moment, please.
Yes, sir.
Hold on. That was our guest. Okay, let's see how that went.
Jim? Hey, it's Rob. Thanks very, very much. We will link to you on our website. We appreciate it. Good luck with your set.
Ask him how it went. You always ask him how it went.
How do you think it went?
There you go.
Me too. I agree. They are funny. I told you we'd have fun. We'll talk to you soon. All right. God bless. Bye.
First guy we had on, you didn't ask him how it went.
Because it was Elvis.
Right. He had a great time. He says you guys are funny.
I had to yell at Rob during the commercial. The first time I really had to yell at him as a producer. Because normally, even when Beth Ann was here, when Rob would just set up these phoners or Beth Ann would set them up, one of them, Rob would just call and say, hey, it's the Don and Mike show and you'll be on the air. And when you're on the air, you know, blah, 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 blah. Well, this guy, because it's an Elvis thing, he said, okay, now you should know that Don and Mike pretend to be Elvis, but they really like Elvis. And, you know, at any time, if you feel that they've gone over the line, you feel free to hang up. And I'm sitting here in the room with him. I turn around and I said, what are you doing? Like, you're telling the guy that we're going to be. But no, you got to be respectful, man. Goes, it's Elvis.
Because
it's all Elvis.
Fill his cup with joy.
What kind of creepy guy is that anyway? You got $5 million worth of Elvis stuff, and some chick says that she wants you to sell it.
And she's not coming back.
No, there's no guarantee that she's coming back, even if he sells it. He said that, too.
Right.
And he said $5 million.
Right.
I'll be very interested to see what he gets.
You know what? Yeah. He'll get $250,000 for that jumpsuit. Easy.
Really?
Yeah. Mm.
Wow.
Okay.
From Rob alone.
If I had it.
We played we opened up Buzz,
yes,
right?
We did.
In the
yes.
middle of all of that, we had the Buzz a little thing. Okay,
Elvis.
Good.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Thank you, gentlemen.
He made it up.
I have thousands of items.
Hard sell.
Hard sell, but he's banged 105 chicks.
He's got to be up there. I mean, he's been around for a long time.
Yeah. Right.
Buzz, we got plenty of time for the news and comments here in the last hour, so what are your stories tonight?
Tonight, sex diseases in the news. Will Howard Stern have to give refunds? And the NFL drops the ads for boner pills.
Okay.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
I say hello to Miss Beth Ann McBride, who's done with her show right now, and perhaps is driving that Volvo off a bridge somewhere in North Carolina.
Concrete apartment.
That was very...
Failure!